Blog Talk Radio.
The days I can't see your eyes, I don't even want to open mine. On the days I can't see your smile, well, I'd rather sit, wait a while. For the days I know you'll be near, 'cause a day without you, it just isn't fair. See, the days I can hear your voice, I'm left without a choice. But they get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby. And every other cheesy cliche. Yes, I'm swept off my feet, oh, my heart gets a beat. But there's really only one thing to say. You're beautiful to me. You're everything, yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, to me. Just how much it got me going insane. When you speak to me, sometimes it's fine. Oh, I stutter my words, I say never mind. 'Cause even when you just walk by, well, I look around to seem occupied. 'Cause I'm trying so hard to hide, yeah, all of these feelings inside. 'Cause I get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby. And every other cheesy cliche. Oh, I'm swept off my feet, my heart gets a beat. But there's really only one thing to say. You're beautiful.
Michael Long, of course, and I do apologize for the little late start, having technical issues of getting connected to the network, but was here all along frantically trying to connect, and I do apologize to everybody, but sometimes those things happen in live radio. I think it's the heat out there just sizzling away at the stratosphere, right? Well, we got a lot of great shows lined up for you here on Journey into Light this evening. Next hour, medium Vincent Pace will be here to take your phone calls. But this hour, one of my dear friends and an amazing psychic medium who is awesome. You definitely want to speak to her. Psychic Little T and she's taking your calls. All you have to do is call into the phone number, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and we're going to do something a little different tonight. We are going to, since the show is the full hour, we're going to take calls first, anybody that's calling in. So if you're thinking, you know, hey, Mike's going to probably talk for half an hour on a topic and all this. But no, we're going to take calls as they come in. And when we don't have calls, then we are going to talk on topics and things like that. Okay? How does that sound to everybody? So call in. 347-884-8245, and then let me know you have a question by pressing the 1 on the phone. That goes for any show. For some reason, they don't put it on the recording anymore on Blog Talk Radio. They should. They always did before all the years I've been here, but now it's up to the host, they say, to say it, which is ridiculous. But whatever. I don't make the policies here. I just have my show here. And that's not a negative, Blog Talk Radio. They've been very kind to me, very supportive of me, of our work. So my hat's off to them. And what they do, I could tell you stories and stories of the first couple of years and some of the hate that they've been very supportive of the show and of my work and of what we're doing here, of helping you guys, the listener and the caller, every show. Okay, so again, you guys got the number. If you want to contact Psychic Little T for private sessions, which she does, is all right there on the show page, okay? You can't miss it, okay? Right there. Phone number, psychiclittlet.com, and the phone number is there as well, okay? Live archive right there. But if you're calling in now to speak to Psychic Little T, make sure you press that 1 on your phone. And now let's go and bring in Psychic Little T to Journey into the Light. Welcome.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the kind words also.
Yeah. All right.
I love them guys.
They love you too. All right. Settle down. Settle down. Hey, whiz. Rowdy tonight. Only for you would I go so long with that clapping.
Have you noticed on my shows your internet seems to mess up the most? You know, I think it's all the good energy coming through.
Yes. I've you reminded me of that.
Just admit it. It is what it is.
It's all good. It's all good. So, what do you think about taking the first caller? How does that sound?
Let's do this.
All right. So, again, if you're wanting to call in, we're going to take callers as you come in. So, you don't have to wait for the topic and Mike to talk forever and Little T to talk forever. And you're like, come on, guys. I know you guys think that because I've been calling into radio shows before I started mine too, and I've been on hold. I've been called Psychic Lines, but I have called other radio shows. Anyway. Okay, let's go to our first call. 407, I believe, is Florida. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori. Psychic Little T.
Good. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I love your energy. You just sent chills down my spine.
That's because I work with the Archangels. I've been doing it for a long time now. And, they're really, really, really fun. They're a lot of fun. And it's just amazing how they can kind of pamper you, kind of treat you like a little kid and give you candy or whatever you ask for.
That's awesome. So what's your question?
A Psychic Little T. Thank you, Michael, for taking my call as well. I've got a few balls up in the air. I'm wanting to move because I feel that this house has a lot of spirits and negative energy. And also, I aspire to be gainfully employed, and I've been putting energy and asking the angels to work with me on both ventures. So I will leave it up to you where you best want to counsel or advise me.
I have to be honest. I'm not, like, feeling anything. I feel like you should stay where you're at. The angels are working as fast as they can.
Okay.
It's just, it's not your time as of right now, but they're working. And you want it now, and they're like, whoa, it can't be now. You have to slow down.
They've had me waiting for too many years.
Well, you know, like I tell people all the time, it's not on our time. It's on God's time. And, you know, they're just kind of letting me know that you need to, like, pull the reins back a little. Keep doing your prayers. Keep listening to what they're saying to you. You know, obviously, you know this, but you just needed somebody else to tell you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess confirmation, but it's not as easy on the linear side. I have a lot of pressure from my husband about finances, and literally I'm doing everything, and the baggage ships, sending out positive energy, positive, high-spirited, high-energy, cover letters, and doing everything. And then
what is your profession?
You know, it is in office work. I'm very well suited, very well adept. I work in commercial insurance, or I could be any kind of administrative person. I also do freelance writing on the side, doing business correspondence. And
I'm going to throw a curveball at you real quick. Have you thought about working with children?
I have worked with children
for
many years, but they get me sick. I love the kids, but my immune system can't take it anymore.
Oh, I understand 100%, but I really feel maybe it's just the teaching aspect that I'm feeling, that maybe you should look into like elderly care, since obviously children are not... Wow, you're the jack of all trades, aren't you?
Literally, I've put the energy out there. I mean, just because I can't get a conventional job or it hasn't manifested yet, I was a senior care liaison assistant for 2 years. I was a teacher for 5 when I lived overseas and came back here and did it for 2. So, you know, I am humble. And I'll do whatever I need to do to be of service and to earn an income. And for one reason or another, that has either slowed down or, to tell you the truth, it ceased. I was just, last week I had a private student and I was tutoring him. And he said he was going to go to the church instead. I said, okay, that's good. You need to be in a group of people to learn. I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Okay. Well, keep doing all that positive energy. I wish I could give you more information, but I'm just not receiving anything. I just feel like you're doing everything that you can do. It's just kind of out of my hands, if that makes sense. You know, I can only tell you what I feel.
There's a mystery here. Somebody, the angels don't want me to know.
That's basically, you know, they tell us what we need to know at that time, but other than that, they keep the biggest secrets in the world. You know, I go through my own personal stuff, and I'm like, can you just kind of give me a hint? And it's like, no. So I got to kind of figure things out, and when things start opening like Christmas gifts, I'm like, oh, wow, great. This is what I've been asking for. So, yeah, I kind of look at the end of the rainbow as Christmas. You know, you get to open all your gifts then, like everything that's been leading up to. You know, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but about 2 months ago, my car was stolen, and I literally prayed and prayed and prayed, And I got the car back with one scratch on it.
Wow.
So, you know, again, it was gone for almost 3 weeks.
Wow.
Did it throw a wrench in my plans? Yes. But, you know, I kept praying and kept being vigilant on, like, I'm going to get this car, sending out energy. And, like, God, I don't know why this happened, but you're in control. And that's what you have to keep doing. You know, you mentioned the boy going to church. I don't know if you go to church personally or what your faith is, but keep believing.
Yeah, I've been unemployed for a year, but I've you know, made my own jobs, my own side jobs. And like I said, I give more energy. I put energy out there whether I get something back or not. And it's just kind of stressful, I guess, living
at
home.
No, it is stressful. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about temp jobs? Like, that's another thing that just popped in.
Yeah, I'm signed up with about 6 agencies.
Good grief. Yeah, apparently they don't want you to know something, that you're going through all these hoops and bounds, and wow.
Yeah,
that's all I'm getting for you, Lori.
Okay, well, at least they're doing something. What can I say?
Yeah, you're doing everything that you can do humanly possible, so keep doing what you're doing. Keep staying positive.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed, I will. And it's shows like this that are very inspirational because, you know, even I listen to the show and glean information or help from other conversations that Michael has or that you guys have or psychics
mm-hmm.
have. Because it's like we're all one way or another linked to each other, and there's always information to glean from somebody else's reading that has a synchronicity with your own life or your own situation. So, you know, these shows are wonderful, and it's just such a blessing that we're accepted more and more for our spirituality and accepted more and more for talking to angels. People are getting over, you know, the linear blocks that they have, and they're finally building up their dimension and building up their strength, for lack of a better word, their consciousness.
Right.
There you go. And I'm just blessed and happy. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think we lost him.
Uh-oh, we lost Michael?
No, I am here. I am I am working, and I am live on Facebook here, actually, for the first time, I think.
Uh-oh.
And so you guys on Facebook, so call on in. We're doing free readings. I got to cut my audio. But Psychic Little T, I'm going to do all this. What's the topic today you want to start talking about?
I want to start talking about our favorite movies.
Okay, what would that be?
My favorite movie of all times is Titanic.
Yes, that's up there.
I mean, I'm not one of them people that actually sit and watch a movie endlessly or know it word for word. But when that movie came out, I actually went to the movie theaters 3 times to see it. Yeah. I mean, it teaches you a lot. It teaches you about history. You know, and again, I'm not a big history buff, but to see it on the big screen, to learn, you know, how the Titanic was built and, you know, how many people the Titanic killed, so to speak. And, you know, who survived, and it was just a lot in this 3-hour movie. So what's your favorite movie?
Now, let me ask you before you ask me that. What in the movie, boy, my phone is being drained, folks. I am gone. It's going to go down here. Let me just talk to you guys on Facebook. Call in for free readings. I will have to get the cord and all of that. stuff. I wasn't prepared, and I didn't know it would go down this quick. But so why did Titanic, you know, really just get to you other than who lived, who died? What was it, in this sense?
The love
of that
story. You know,
love story.
I'm not a big sappy person, but it was great to see the couple, you know, their struggles and how they met. And, you know, when he was painting the portrait, I can't remember the character's name. Like, I was like, wow, that's so romantic. You know, where people look at a lot of naked pictures as, oh, you should cover them up. You know, that's how we're all born. And that's, you know, I'm not saying now just go around naked, but, you know, to paint something and to look at it a different way versus a sexual way. You know, you can look at pictures of a naked body and be like, oh, that's beautiful, versus, oh, well, you know, that's just sexual for me, blah, blah, blah. It just, but again, at the end too, and how one had died and the other one, you know, did everything in her power, and then she lived to, I want to say 110, I don't remember offhand. It was just like an amazing love story to me.
Yeah. And we're talking about, for you guys on Facebook, we're talking about Titanic. What was, you know, one of your favorite movies? You guys on Facebook could write on there, and we'll kind of give them out, kind of a chat, which is, this is kind of cool, though. I will be going down here in a minute with my Facebook. But, you know, it's funny, that movie, because of you know, Leonardo DiCaprio was in there, of course, and I went to the movie, of course, with my daughter, you know, and she had to go see it, and oh, you know, and then I do apologize, and everybody on Facebook, call into the radio show so you can hear the guests, you can hear the whole thing. Okay, I put the phone number there. All you gotta do is call, even if you don't want a reading. We have unlimited lines. Call on in. If you want a reading, call in. We'll go to readings really soon. And hello, all the Facebook, you guys are awesome. I haven't even put this in any groups or nothing. This gives me a lot of creativity in my mind here, a little cheat. But anyway, okay, sorry for the
I love it, Mike. I love it.
Okay, great. I feel better now. Okay, a lot of people are tuning in and listening. Hello, Jennifer, Elise, Victoria. Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, on that show, because it was a so-called chick flick, as they said it back then, and all this, you know, I didn't really get into, you know, the story. Well, I love the story, don't get me wrong, but him himself. But since then, ask my family, Leonardo is like, his acting is like one of the very tops. If he has a movie, I'm going, you know? So
exactly.
He is so good. He's it is just remarkable. So but your question was, you know, what was my favorite movie? My goodness, I have so many. I wish you need to send me your questions.
Just one, Mike.
At a time. Well, I mean, gosh, so
what's the first
many
one that pops into your head?
Okay, the first one I would say, and this is not going to be spiritual or nothing like that, but one of my favorite actors is Jack Nicholson, and
okay,
he's one I will see all his movies too. And unfortunately, his health's gotten bad; he doesn't make movies anymore, but. Someone in the chat said they loved The Notebook. That was another good one.
Oh,
see,
that was another yes.
Yes, yes. I mean, I love, you know, sappy song, you know, sappy movies, and just, I mean, those are my kind of movies. You know, makes
right.
You feel good. But as a kid, but as a teenager, young adult, The Shining with Jack Nicholson, I had a couple of friends in college, and we saw that movie over and over and over. I actually memorized some of the lines. But anyway, I just love Jack. Reminds me of my parents. I don't know what that means exactly, but we do have phone calls.
What, The Notebook or?
I don't know. They don't. Usually it's kind of The Notebook. Okay, The Notebook. What was the movie that came out this year what was it about the East Coast, about the Northeast, that was up for awards? Help me out with this, somebody.
Yeah, because I have no clue.
Oh, come on, guys. It was like one of the top movies. It was kind of depressing. Gosh.
Anybody?
Oh, man. I've just drawn a blank. It's like, anybody in the chat. What was that movie that came out? Not The Notebook. the movie about the seashore, about up there in Maine. Anyway, I guess no one's going to help me with this.
With Casey Affleck.
Yes. What was the name of that movie?
And Michelle, Something by the Sea.
Yes, Casey Affleck, Something by the Sea. Yes.
Harbor by the Sea?
And then the other movie, The Shack. Who all saw The Shack? Oh, here we go. Going back. Manchester by the Sea.
Okay.
And that was like, thank you, folks in the chat. I mean, that was like, you know, the big movie. And I was so ready. I rented it and... God, I mean, talk about depressing. I mean,
right.
And I like depressing movies. I mean, but that was just, oh, my goodness.
I have personally never seen them. I mean, I'm more action, drama. Like, I like it all. Like, for instance, the movie Speed. Did you see that?
Yeah,
amazing
Speed.
Movie. Yeah.
Speed. Is that some years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably about 15 years ago.
Right. I was thinking it was a while ago.
Yeah. But I like actors like him, and there's a few actors, like if a new movie comes out, I'll definitely put it on my have-to-go-see list. So, like, what the heck is his name? I can't think of his name right now, but I'll think of it later.
Tom Cruise.
Like Jamie Foxx. Like, I know that I'll go see a movie with him. You know, there's a lot of great actors and actresses.
Right. Okay. Okay, so we are doing free readings here with Psychic Little T, medium Vincent Pace coming up next hour. So call on in to the show, 347-884-8245. This way you'll be able to hear the whole show. I can't get the audio across here for Facebook users. But if you call in and if you want a reading, press the 1 on your phone, okay? Thanks, everybody, for joining us on our first Facebook Live. And Christina Watts, welcome. Hope you're recovering. We're missing you. And thanks for everybody in the chat room. Oh, she's taking some time. Yeah, you know, she's
good.
Getting better as far as I know. But everybody in the chat, welcome. Thanks for being here. And they're talking about the Facebook chat. And Reach for the Stars, my good friend. So many great people in here, Candy, and so Well, we're going to get to calls, though, because I know there's a group of callers who have called in, and even my wife's in here, so she's probably watching what I'm doing. Like, you better watch it, Mike. No, I'm joking.
You're a good guy.
I'm always good. I'm always good. But anyway, okay, so the number to call again, 347-884-8245. We have Psychic Little T here on the show. And I was looking for somebody to give a shout out to. Psychic Little T, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
You can go on to my website at psychiclittleT.com. You can even get me on Venmo. It's Venmo. I'm doing, if you pay with Venmo, I'm doing $10 for 10 minutes. And I'll be donating a portion to Mike's homeless project.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. Love in Action. The homeless mission. We'll talk more about that next hour, but let's not forget that. Thank you for that. Psychic Little T. And
have you heard from Burroughs?
Well, I was in his neighborhood last weekend and spoke to his friend Bill, who put up his pictures this weekend. And between him and a couple other people, nobody could locate him, at least, for time. But with the homeless community, though, that's not, irregular. People
right.
will pop in and out. So I'm going back tomorrow's Friday is the biggest day I go out. I have a chance to. So anyway, hope to have updates. But yeah, well, let's take some calls here and see who
cool.
we have on the phone lines here. And we're going to go to 305 area code, Florida. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I wanted to see if anybody from the other side can come through for me.
When you said that, my throat started hurting, like I had a knot in my throat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And my stomach started hurting. Does that ring a bell with you?
Honestly, no. I'm not sure.
But I don't, like, with your energy, I'm feeling sadness. Like, there's a depression there. And, like, a block.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do you know, like, what that would mean?
That's why I'm, like, telling you what I'm feeling.
That's
I mean, it could be nervousness, too.
Yeah, I'm nervous. Actually, it's my first time talking to, like, a medium or a psychic, you know.
Right. That's probably what I'm picking up on. But no,
okay.
My throat, it feels, how can I explain this? Like, my throat feels like allergies. You know how when you get that knot in your throat, the itchiness? I don't know,
yeah.
Because you're in Florida, you may not have as many allergies as we do here. But that's what
yeah.
I'm feeling.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, you may not think about it right now, but 20 minutes down the road, you'll be like, oh, wow. Or it could be like you were just getting over a cold or the allergies are going to be kicking in. Because I kid you not. When my son starts to get sinus infections, usually a week in advance, I'll be like, you're getting a sinus infection. And he's like, Mom, don't jinx me. Within a week, he'll have it. He's like, you always know this.
Well, like, actually thinking about it, my throat, like, always hurts.
Okay. Say.
So that might connect to it. I'm not sure.
But as far as loved ones, I'm not feeling anybody around you as of right now.
Okay.
When's the last time you've been to the doctors?
Probably like last year, October.
Mhm. Time to go get that yearly checkup. I just feel like you need to go to the doctors. I don't want to say it's anything negative. I'm not feeling anything negative. But that's what I felt like I needed to ask you. Like, when was the last time you were at the doctors?
Wow. That's a good idea, actually.
It could be you're getting a sinus infection. I mean, I don't want to, you know, maybe that's what I'm picking up on.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And again, call on in if you're wanting a free reading, and then press the 1 on your phone, okay? So if you're already called in, press the 1 on your phone right now, and you will be the next caller. It works that easy right now. Okay, medium Vincent Pace coming up next hour, the medium who brought in my dad who died 40 years ago. I don't know if you people read the post on Facebook, but I went into it more. He died when I was just 13, and it was really a mystery of why he died, how he died, and when he died, what time during the night. And Vincent brought that in. And I'll go more about that. I don't want to spend talking about that on this show, but stay with us here on Journey into the Light. 860, you're up next. Can we get your first name?
Hi, my name is Dee.
Hi, I'm sorry. Did you say Denise?
Dee.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking at a big move.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if it's going to work out.
Let me ask you this. Why are you wondering this? You already know it is.
I just worry. I'm a compulsive worrier.
Oh, you're a worry wart. Okay. No, everything is in place.
I'm a Pisces, Leo rising. I worry about everything.
Well, that's not good for your health, sweetie.
No. But everything's going to go okay?
Yeah, of course. You already knew this.
Do you see a time frame?
No.
I know time is hard.
Yeah, they're just kind of going, yeah, right. No, unfortunately, I don't feel a time frame.
Okay.
But I more feel like you need to stop putting a time frame on it.
Yeah, it's my brother that's putting a time frame on things.
Okay. Well, where are you moving to?
I'm moving from Connecticut to Maine.
Okay.
My father passed last year.
I'm sorry.
I'm inheriting the family house.
Okay.
But I have to buy my brother and sister out, and I'm on a paper chase to get my mortgage.
Okay.
So I should have my mortgage shortly.
It will all happen. Again, I don't know a time frame.
My darling brother's being a poopy head.
Yeah, I have two myself, so.
Oh, yeah.
But I also wanted to mention, I feel like you're a smoker.
I have bronchitis right now.
Okay. Okay. You don't smoke cigarettes?
I used to.
Okay. Bronchitis and cigarettes, I've had bronchitis twice, and whoever can keep it.
Yeah, I have chronic bronchitis.
Yeah, you can keep it.
Yeah,
it was like
fun,
the
is
worst
it?
Thing I've had. Yeah, and I actually got it through somebody else.
Yeah, well, I have an autoimmune depressive illness, so I get the bronchitis, and it stays and stays and stays.
Mm-mm. I feel
not
for
a
you.
Fun thing. Cough, cough, cough. Joke, joke, joke.
Wow.
So
but yeah,
in.
Everything's going to work out for you. Just stop stressing. It's not worth all the headaches and
yeah.
all the
no,
more pressure.
I know, but it's so important for my family going home.
Right.
You know?
Are you mentally prepared for this?
Oh, honey, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a little excited?
Well, you know, I love when people are honest. It is what it
oh,
is,
I'm
and
honest.
I'm glad.
I'm honest. I'm moving back to the house that, you know, my dad bought when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
I grew up there, and my kids and my grandkids think of it as, you know, it was always Grammy and Papa's house.
Okay.
And now that I have grandkids, it's going to be Grammy's house again.
That's amazing. So you can make more lasting memories.
Yeah, and it's the perpetuate. I'm a very sentimental fool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my dad built the cabinets in the kitchen for my mother 1 year for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
You know, who's going to appreciate that if it gets sold on the market? I mean, they're
exactly.
gorgeous cabinets. But it's the history behind it.
Well, you know, I can kind of relate to that. My grandfather used to build different things, and he built all of us when we moved into our own places. Like, I have a paper towel rack,
yeah.
and he's been gone
yeah.
almost 8 years, and I won't let it
yeah.
go, even though it's falling apart. And I'm like,
yeah.
Pop, give me the strength to glue this thing.
Right,
like the one side actually fell off so I could put up against the refrigerator so it's not taking up as much space.
I get it. Yep.
But, yeah, you're doing a wonderful job, and just keep the faith, and you're doing everything you need to do. And
I mean, not only is it, you know, living in Connecticut, the Connecticut is horrible. It's so expensive, and it's ridiculous. My mortgage is going to be under $400 a month.
Amen,
sister. For a 10-room house.
I might have to rent two rooms off of you, because that's probably less than what I'm paying out.
my daughter and her husband and my grandkids are moving up with me.
Okay.
So it's really, because until they get on their feet up there, and then they want to buy a farm up there. But
okay.
It's very much, you ever walk into a place, and whenever you go there, you're instantly at peace?
Yes.
That's this house. And I've been told it by many, many people. It's like the best peaceful energy there.
It has a homey feeling.
Yeah, and it's like you go in there and you can exhale.
Right.
You know, it's home. You know, it's home.
That's great. You know, let me tell you a quick story. I have that same homey feeling in my apartment that I live in, and people
mm-hmm.
will come over and fall asleep. And I'm like, am I bad company? And they're like, no, it's just so comfortable here. I'm like,
yep.
wow. Okay, so now I don't feel as bad. Because
no,
I'm like, these people are falling asleep.
You know, I'm a psychic medium, too.
Okay.
And we don't read for ourselves very well.
Who are you telling?
Yeah, right? You know, and you know things, but you're unsure.
You second guess, yeah.
And everybody out there, you know, being a psychic or medium isn't an easy thing.
No, it isn't.
It's difficult. And it comes at a cost. Our energy, yeah.
You know, the first time I got told that I was one, the lady said to me, I have a white light coming out of my head
mm-hmm.
that she saw. I was like, okay. Freak me out.
Yeah, well, this same house that I'm getting, I saw my first spirit. It was 5 years old.
Okay.
And it's comfortable there. I wasn't afraid of them.
Right.
You know, it's comfortable. It's because we're destined or predestined to do this. It's like part of us knows that we're supposed to be doing that.
That's why I asked you, why are you even asking me this question? You already
know
the answer.
But I just, I get to the point where I'm an overthinker.
My grandmother's the same way. I'm like, Graham, stop worrying. You're 89 years old.
But I just, you know, and then it's that thing where, you know, anything that's too good to be true usually is.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
I doubt.
You're moving up there.
Wait. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
You're wonderful. I've enjoyed listening to you tonight.
Oh, thank you. Well, keep in contact. You know, let me know. Email me. Let me know what's going on. I would love to hear from more listeners.
Get up there.
Yeah, definitely. I might need a house to come visit.
Hey, that's okay. I'm the one who put Manchester by the Sea in the chat room, by the way.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. That was a brain freeze, but yeah. Do you
so
like
that
movie?
It was good.
I'm
gonna have to see it.
You liked it, yeah.
It was like wrenching at times.
Right.
You know,
you can
feel. You know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't. And then, but here's
yeah.
the kid.
I was just hoping at the end be a little more positive, you know, feeling to end the movie with, but.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen.
But life doesn't always have a positive.
Yes, I know. That's what I watch movies to be a little uplifting in the end. But it was still good. I agree.
Everything happens for a reason. You know, you want to watch a good uplifting movie. Watch that Florence Jenkins, whatever it is.
Oh,
Florence Jenkins.
Haven't seen that one. Right. Yeah.
That is hysterical. I love Meryl Streep in that.
Meryl Streep. Yeah, she's great. Great.
Yeah,
just
and
about
it's
everything.
Like the woman who, and then I did research on it. This woman actually existed.
Yeah.
She
sure did.
Music? Pardon, honey.
What's the name of the movie?
Florence Jenkins something or Florence Johnson Jenkins or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Just
okay.
Google that and Meryl
yeah.
Streep, you'll pull up. Yeah.
It was campy, funny, good. It had a really great storyline to it and things that you didn't see coming, like her illness. I won't give it away to people on it.
All right.
Which I kind of just did, but
I'll have to watch it now. Now you got me intrigued.
Good.
It sounds like one of my movies now.
It's good. It's
good,
it's,
touching. Okay, that's my kind of movie.
Yeah, you know, it's
a
woman who was an appreciate. You know, she taught piano and she loved music and she wanted to sing. God love her, but it sounded like somebody strangling the cat.
and she was
extremely wealthy and got to sing anyway. It's like it's following your dream.
Right. We've got to wrap up. We're out of time.
Okay.
We thank you for your call a whole lot.
And
okay.
I thank you for your
call
time.
Back. No problem. We're
bye-bye.
Glad you called. Call back anytime.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, Little T, that was a really fantastic show. It just flew on by, but we are out of time.
Thank you, Michael, and I have to say, you have some wonderful listeners.
Oh, thank you. It's all to them. So, okay, I'll try to open the chat if you're going to be in there. I wish you were on Facebook. You need to get that going so you can join a live Facebook feed, okay? Look into that.
Why? You did it for me.
Okay. No, but it's better if the guest is. I got to watch myself. I am being too, like, real. Like, I got to be more radio-like.
Gotcha, Mike.
What happened to me here in the South? I might say something.
I'll see you next week.
Okay. I'll see you then, Little T. Bye-bye. Good night. All right, that's Psychic Little T. Now, stay with us on Journey into the Light as we continue with medium Vincent Pace. We'll be here taking your calls. Now, that's the next show, so all shows here are separate in it. So everybody, please redial, reconnect, and we will be starting in 2 minutes.